Rashad, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold tight, man. Let me give you the clap. Oh, man. We having some fun up in here. what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Just picked up the kids. I'm excited for this job.
Yeah. Did you, the draft is over, dog.
Over.
Yeah, man, you missed it.
We did the draft first.
So you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, we wanted you to call in after the draft.
What's the team, man? How you the teams?
All right. We got commentator Tim right here.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to tell you the teams, man?
Oh, yeah. You ready for this, Rashad?
I'm ready.
Okay, look here. Here's Vern's team.
No. You go with the undisputed, whatever.
That's right. You got to show the champion some respect over here.
He ain't the champion enough.
All right.
Can you go by who picked who first?
Yep, we're going to go first.
I don't think you want that.
Go across the board.
Okay.
Go across the board. With the first pick.
There was a coin flip to determine the picks.
Fake news.
that was just Slay Trump over here. But we got Vern winning the toss.
Uh-huh.
And with the number one pick, he took Treshawn Burrell.
Okay.
That's the number one pick. Next comes Professor Slay.
Coach K,
as he likes to be told or called. Lloyd Johnson was number one for Slay.
Mm-hmm.
Second round, Vern took E.J. Gallup.
Okay.
And then that was followed up by number two from Slay with Isaiah Hurd, one of Hudson's finest.
Mm-hmm.
Third pick, Big V, coming through with Keelan Cross.
Fake news.
Slay was not too pleased with that pick, but yeah, we won't get into that right now. Third pick for Slay was Matt Dallas.
Okay.
D'Lo came in at number four for Vern. Then we had Caleb Candy at number four for Slay.
So
I'm telling you, this is just talent galore over here. In the fifth round, C.J. Tarver went to Vern. Rodney Johnson to Slay.
Uh-huh.
Round six, Lyle Hughes for Vern. The legendary Michael Lurt goes to Slay's team.
Is Mike a legend yet?
Oh, yeah.
He's got some work.
Fake news.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Man.
I love Mike, man. He got some work.
So now I know why Slay was posting stuff on the book.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, keep going.
All right, number seven for Vern was Jordan Brantley.
Mm-hmm.
James Kyler goes to Slay at number seven. Then at number eight for V, the one and only Rashad Barksdale. Oh, yeah.
He could have picked me last.
Vern himself said he saved the best for last. That's what it was.
I was offering a trade for next year, a 10th rounder for you.
and the Bears quarterback, right?
Yeah, the quarterback for the Bears for you.
Doing me dirty here. Oh, this is unbelievable. But last but not least, Slay at number eight took Barry King.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. So that's just talent galore right there.
So,
that's pretty good right there.
What do you think about it, Rashad?
What you think about that 10th round there to come on
next year?
I would love to have you on my team to never play you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, Rashad, you going in at 2-minute mark. I'm going to call a timeout. Wow. Don't worry.
I'm going to look at you like that dude did in the picture I posted.
Yes.
Rashad, tell him it's your event, dog. You would set it down.
You gotta do that. Too many people watching. We already out here now.
Hey, I'll steal the ball from everybody. Nobody gonna play.
There you go.
So what do you think about the team?
I think that's a good team. Mm-hmm. Both sides evenly matched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like as Brian mentioned before, that second half that's when it gets competitive, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when a lot of guys are gonna kind of start. You know, bucking down and start really balling.
Yep.
Another thing, I know we cut down the roster. I don't even know if Vern mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty cool feature. You try to keep everyone involved. We got, Aggie wasn't on the list for one reason, and Zach Hutchbank wasn't on the list for one reason. So what we going to do, second half, each team gets to pick one of those dudes to substitute for another player.
Nice.
If they can't play. I know I'm not going in the second half, so
mm-hmm.
so you got a guy that's hurt or just is done or whatever, and say, hey, man, switch. Boom. You close them out second half.
Okay.
Therefore, you get everyone involved. There's still, you know, that second half, like I said, want to happen, so you can bring in some fresh legs.
Okay.
Add it up a little bit, so.
So, you got an announcement? Because I want to talk about something else after you make your announcement. So
yeah. Hold on one second. All
right. You want a drum roll or something?
No, hold on one second. I gotta check my phone. Hold on.
All right. Check your phone.
You gonna put us on hold on live radio?
How dare he?
I don't know. I don't know.
How dare he?
Let's talk to each other.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hold on.
It's live radio.
What you mean?
I think he got a tape.
He got to do something cool.
He got to record it.
It better be cool.
We got Rashad. You're scaring us.
He got kidnapped.
You're scaring us. You all right?
I'm
here. We will find you. I have a set of skills. We will find you.
All right, we got dead air, bro.
Yeah, man, no dead air. What's up?
I'm here, my fault.
All right.
I just had the post on the book.
Oh, okay, you dropped it?
Yeah.
All right.
So this year, I've been waiting for a while. This is, I'm pretty excited. You know, Vern and I have been talking. I'm a fan. As of yesterday, confirmed, we added a new celeb to the 2007 Run This Town 7th Annual Celebrity Event. Yours truly. Get your popcorn ready, Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Yo.
Sheesh.
Tim, what you think, Tim? Tip top.
Oh, you hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. With a box of popcorn on my lap. Oh, that's unbelievable. How did you pull that off?
No, Tim, it's believable. We did it.
How did that happen? That's amazing.
You know what? It says I got Stefan, a.k.a. Roach Rags, to thank. Wow. Because he hooked us up with Monty Love, and then Monty Love hooked me up with, you know, that radio interview. Mm-hmm. So he said he's gonna see what he can do.
Whoa. Yeah, you my dog, man. You can't give Roach more love than us. We ain't that radio interview. Give us some love.
I didn't finish.
Alright, hold on. Hold on, Rashad. Hold on. I'm gonna give myself the thug.
No.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Let's finish.
Roach got me in contact with Monty.
Right.
You know, I spoke to Monty. You guys mentioned on the air, Drive Time Radio. After Monty got off the air, Vern and I talk a lot, you know, especially when it comes to this radio thing. He didn't answer his Facebook message and I was phone.
Yeah.
But you know, we got sick talking, and Monty mentioned to T.O., he's like, hey, man, I got a vent, blah, blah, blah. And he messaged me and said, hey, I told him you're going to contact him. Here's his number. It's all up to you. And I remember when he gave my number, what I tell you, man?
You said you was nervous, and you didn't.
I was looking at the number, my thumb over the number, like, man, I need to question it. And what am I going to say to him? Like, so I first shot him a text, and he was like, he responded probably about 30 minutes later. He was like, what's the details? I sent him all the details, blah, blah, blah. It was during All-Star Weekend, so I didn't hear anything from him for about, you know, 2 or 3 days. I was like, oh, man, he probably won't come, whatever. And then Monday, he hit me up and was like, yo, I just got into town. I was traveling, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, yeah, I realized that. And I said, so what's up? What's the deal? I mean, what do you think about my event? And instantly, like, he said, I'm cool, I'm with it, I'm in. So I was like, send me all your info, I'll book the flight, easy. I actually ended up, a friend of mine I went to school with, I just got off the phone and I was able to hook me up with that hotel situation. That's why I was asking that question on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if people, so got that, you know, taken care of. And like I said, I'm excited, man.
So
it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, and
we're going to add even more.
We have Christine and Skip in the building from the Elks Club. I mean, you have the event after that. You want to talk about that and how important it is to have such a legendary celebrity playing in this tournament. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Elks Club.
Yeah. You said we, you know, since building that relationship with the Thanksgiving dinner with the Elks Club, I always want to continue to just build a relationship. So I just don't want to do one thing and then it's over. So linked up, you know, with Christine, Mr. Moranti, and the rest of the Elks Club family. They were nice enough to, you know, let us get the lodge and all the Hudson local pizza places donated, you know, like about five pies a piece.
Okay.
Everyone come through, a dollar a slice, you know, meet and greet with the celebs, sit down, talk to them. Opposed to, you know, after the game, a lot of people just try to go up, take pictures. Now you can kind of really sit down and get to talk to them a little bit more instead of just that picture and leave. Because, you know, after the game, it's hectic. There's people all over the place.
Yeah.
They getting tugged left and right. So, but yeah, I'm excited, you know, because usually what I do after the event is, you know, family members, we just kind of wind down, go out to LaBella's, eat, whatever. Now I figure let's get the whole community involved since this is about the, especially the youth in the community. So everyone just come out, you know. So we got Stella's, Andros, the Bella's, Galley's. We got them all. So come out, you know, have some pizza for a little bit and just kind of hang out.
I like I said, you know, it's awesome that you do this charity game. It's awesome that you were able, you know, to connect with the Elks Club. But to bring T.O. and even, let's not forget about DRC, Monty Love, and mm-hmm. the rest of the guys, and for them to mm-hmm. go over to the Elks Club, it's just a bonding experience for our community, especially when our country is at such disarray. I mean, our city is at disarray. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just something special. So if the guys don't mind, I'm going to give you a clap, and I'm going to give the Elks Club a clap, too, absolutely. Because it means a lot, and it's one of these things where it's almost surreal. Because mm-hmm. we're talking about Tara Owens here.
Yeah,
we're talking mm-hmm. about T.O. You know what I mean? Like, it's surreal. And we're talking about T.O. We're talking about T.O. to the sense of even the Elks, the guys that's there and the women that volunteer, that means something to them, too. Like, you're going to be able to meet T.O.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Really, like, cool. This is awesome for all of us. So let me give you guys a clap. You know, Drive Time Radio. But all we asking is that if anybody ever asks y'all any question, just go Drive Time Radio, Big Vern, Slay Diddy, and the Grand. No, hold on. We want you to let me give you a clap. Don't talk during the clap. So you and Christine want to have a conversation? Because Christine and Skip is here, so y'all could talk if y'all want to talk. Like, hey.
Hi, Rashad.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
I tried to cancel my date with Justin for that night, but he wouldn't take no for an answer.
You got to see Bieber. I know you want to see Bieber.
I know, but I am honored that you guys are coming over and that we could work this out. And, you know, I will try to get back in time to at least see a little bit of it. And I'm super excited. I want to get with you to do some advertising, you know, with us internally so that, you know, our members know and things like that. So thank you for involving us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you guys for, you know, just making it easy to deal with. So that's always good to, when you get a group of people that's, you know, it's easy to deal with in general. You do the whole planning thing I heard you talk about earlier. People don't realize how much time and money goes into things, and mm-hmm. it's always, the true reward is seeing the outcome. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm thankful for you guys for just making things easy, because you know things can be hard sometimes, so I appreciate it.
Hey, Rashad.
Hey, Tim.
What's going on, man?
No, that's Skip.
Oh, okay.
We've worked with you before, and it's been an honor to work for you. And like Christine said, we are super psyched to do this. We have done a lot of good things together since Christine's been in Exalted Ruler, and you've came to us. And I just want to go forward with that next year as I take over Exalted Ruler. So anything we can ever do for you.
Yeah, no, he didn't hear the news.
You didn't hear the bad news, right?
What, she's been president?
Yeah, you know, she's Exalted Ruler for another, I don't know.
Not her yet.
But definitely we want to go forward. So if there's anything that the Hudson Elks Lodge can do for you, please feel free to contact myself or Christine, who will be in second in charge.
And we will definitely keep things moving forward with you to do events.
The only thing that I have to say is that Drive Time Radio is the glue. And you guys don't talk to each other without involving us. We want to be involved in everything.
And you always will be.
I know I shouldn't have to say that, and I'm only saying it just because. But, you know, people forget about us sometimes.
We got to give them some props, Rashad. Yeah. We got to give them some props.
No, people forget about us. I know you two won't, but people forget about us. I mean, I know there's people out there right now that forgot about us. But, Rashad,
I'm going to do my best. Obviously, you know, I got the big part taken care of.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, Brian and I talk a lot. I'm going to shoot a text, call T.O., see if you can get him on the air. Even, I don't know, as early as next week. I don't know what you guys got planned, but
we
I
got
definitely
want
to get him linked. I definitely want to get him linked up with you guys.
Yeah, man. It's got to be. We want to get him before Lance Wheeler does.
Yeah. Boy, I think it would be cool, too, like, even have him do, like, a little voiceover so it's linked to your radio.
Yeah. I'm all on that. So, listen, I want to tell you because what we did was we just picked the local people. So, I want to make a suggestion, and this is only fair because Slayer's my bro, and Slayer's a 49er fan. And even though T.O. played for some other teams, he did play for the 49ers.
49 at heart.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan, though.
Yeah. And
we all know how that ended. That's my quarterback. And
DRC is a Giant, and you know I'm a big Giants fan. Mm-hmm. So, if you can make that happen, I don't know if there's anything in the contract, but I want T.O. to play with Slay, and I want DRC to play with me. I mean, if that's possible. You know,
we'll see.
Oh man,
nah, he's got to.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very. You know.
No, I think he got a bro love for him, man. He want to hang out with him all the time. You got to share him,
so
Rashad.
You figured out the brown. We going with blue, and Slay going with the yellow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the blue. Yeah.
So that automatically puts mine on Brown's team.
Yeah, and T.O. on the other team.
That works.
All right.
I'm going to let him score our bucket, so you believe me or not.
Yeah.